It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
So this week I covered three topics with Brooke, and we start off by talking about the current case down in Wellington of COVID-19, seeing as Brooke is based in Wellington. And then we also talk about the fishing reserves, which are going to be introduced in the Hauraki Gulf, and the fact that ACT supports these reserves coming into place but isn't of support in support of customary fishing practices for Māori. And then we also talk about small businesses coping with how GDP in New Zealand is going and how the government is reacting to COVID-19 now that we're more than a year since COVID has come into everyone's lives. So here's our chat. What's the general vibe down in Wellington right now? What sort of decisions do you think we could see being made in government today?
Well, we'll all be on alert for what announcements the government makes over the day. One thing that will become extremely apparent is how critical these next 48 hours are, because we'll either be lucky and there won't be any community transmission, or we'll have to go into a lockdown, or we might be able to say that the government's response has actually improved. And so one of the things that we'll be looking for is just making sure that people know the locations of interest. We actually have testing sites available for people who have come into contact in those locations of interest, and making sure that members of the public don't feel like we don't have the information that we need to keep the community safe. Because I know that certainly there will be businesses out there, even those who have been affected, but others are anxious that this lockdown will mean, or a future lockdown could happen, and it could mean a lack of business over these next few weeks when they're already struggling. But it's even more anxious for people who are at school, at university, and what that means after months of not having to need to lock down. So we certainly do hope that the government's response has improved. But of course, my thoughts just go out to anybody who will be waking up feeling as though, oh dear, here it all goes again. And so I think we just need to stress the importance of scanning in whenever we're going out into the community, into shops, even to university, and making sure that we are logging those areas of interest.
Well, we'll get into our other topics so that people have something else to think about for today. So we're starting off with looking at fishing reserves. So we've had the announcement of more reserves being put in place in Auckland, and ACT has opposed this to a point. Does ACT realise that customary fishing in no way has the same impact as recreational or commercial fishing?
I think what needs to be really clear is that the ACT Party does support marine reserves, but allowing some Māori customary fishing doesn't mean that it's a fishing reserve. It's essentially allowing two different rules for two people based on who their ancestry is. And fish don't recognise race. They only recognise whether they are being fished at all. So I believe that if you have a fishing reserve, it should be a fishing reserve. There shouldn't be two rules, one based on whether your ancestors may have come here at a later date, and one whether they came here earlier. So I don't think we should be creating a fishing reserve, which we welcome, that allows the government to give different power to people based on their ancestry.
Well, surely we should be listening to Māori, considering that they have huge amounts of knowledge around our moana, and they also have kaitiaki around it?
Well, a fishing reserve is a place where fishing should be banned. I think that should be the main focus. But there isn't any need for special Māori knowledge when it comes to whether you should or should not be fishing in this area. If we're not allowing fishing in this area, we shouldn't be then allowing exceptions for people based on who their grandparents were. We need to focus on the science which is telling us that people shouldn't be fishing.
Why can't we focus
to allow for those fish stocks to be replenished and for there to be that safe zone for fish so that they don't get overfished? But we shouldn't then allow for people to be having two different rules on whether or not they can be allowed to fish in a certain area based on who their grandparents were. I think that's unnecessarily divisive.
Why can't we have
especially when
both,
lots of people like to fish?
Why can't we both have science and culture as part of how we make decisions? And recognising people's ancestry is a huge part of culture when it comes to New Zealand specifically.
Well, it's quite obvious. It's because fish don't care what race the person is who is pulling them out of the ocean. They only care about whether they are being fished or not being fished. So to have a marine reserve put in place is an acknowledgement that we shouldn't be fishing in a certain area. To then have a special carve out and say, by the way, based on the fact that your grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents were from a certain group of people, you are now allowed to fish in this area while nobody else is unnecessarily divisive and sets people against each other when the purpose of the marine reserve is not to fish in it.
Who is it setting people against? Who is it setting people against when a lot of people are most likely on board? It's customary fishing. It's not like they're going to be going out every single weekend and fishing at the same levels as commercial fishers or recreational fishers.
Well, I think you've acknowledged the problem there. There are a range of fishers, people who fish in our community. I think it is unnecessarily divisive from this government to say that there are different groups of people who should be allowed to fish in a marine reserve. So they've essentially said, okay, no commercial fishing. I think we could all be on board with that because that's the intent of a marine reserve. If you then say there can't be any recreational fishing for one group of people based on who their ancestors were, okay, sure, that's the same purpose of the marine reserve. To then say, oh, but by the way, there is another group of people who exclude because of who their grandparents were. Do you not see the problem there? We're allowing some people to fish and not others, based on nothing else but race. So I think we need to be asking the question, where is the science behind that? And in fact, you know, what difference does it make to a fish who catches it in that marine reserve? The marine reserve is obviously supposed to be put there for a reason. And so while we support the idea of a marine reserve, I think it's unnecessary to say that there should be a special carve-out.
Okay, we'll move on to our next topic for this week, and we're talking about GDP and the fact that we're still going through COVID and some of the impacts that it's had on businesses. So when it comes to changes for businesses, has ACT considered that if businesses can't adapt to changes that improve the well-being of others, such as minimum wage and sick leave, then these businesses will run into the ground eventually, regardless of the fact that they've had these changes to how they operate?
I think there are a huge number of roadblocks that businesses actually face in New Zealand. And you've touched on, you know, you've had minimum wage increases. But not only that, we've also had new public holidays, more extra sick leave. And businesses at the moment are really crying out for getting skilled people to work in their businesses. They're looking for certainty and a plan to actually safely reconnect with the rest of the world. And I don't think it's fair to say, you know, just because a business can't seem to survive in this environment, then oh well, that's what it is.
Well, this is the new environment. This is the new environment that we're going to be living with for a long time. So if they can't survive now, why should we be providing support for businesses which are potentially going to fail in a year's time because they haven't been able to keep up with the changes that are now facing every business in the world?
Well, I think you just need to speak to any business owner, but also any person in our community. Our whole country only works because we have businesses. We need people to go out there and start companies, to provide jobs for other people so that people have incomes, they have somewhere to go. That is fundamental purpose of a business and how our country actually operates.
Then should
the economy is only working at the moment because the government printed $100 billion and the government has also borrowed $60 billion. You know, I talked to a business owner yesterday who employs people above the minimum wage who says they are about 100 staff members short for their business. You know, it's not fair to say that businesses, you know, can't afford to operate just because they're employing people just on the minimum wage. And, oh, well, that's fine, they can shut down. When businesses shut down, it has a huge ripple effect through our communities. And we even see last night, ASB, the massive showground in Auckland, has gone into liquidation because of a fear of uncertainty. That they don't know the next time they will have to go into level two. This is a huge exhibition area that provides jobs for thousands of people in our community. And they've had to go into liquidation, not because of the minimum wage increase, but because of the uncertainty that this government has provided over their COVID response and the unnecessary rules and restrictions that the government has placed on them, based on the fact that people can still go to a mall at level two, but they can't go to their ASB showground. So there are a range of different businesses that are hurting at the moment because of the rules and restrictions and the new public holidays, the extra sick leave. Businesses are crying out for help and support because they actually do want to provide a good service and a good place of employment for their people because they want people to come and work for them. It is not fair to say that these people shouldn't be in business. They are providing the essential services that we need in our community for our country to keep, you know, keep the wheels moving.
Shouldn't we just put more focus and energy into providing the resources for new businesses to come forward in the replacement of those which haven't been able to deal with COVID so that businesses can rise forward which have been able to deal with COVID or have been able to see mistakes and build off of that?
I think we still haven't seen the true shock of what COVID will mean for our businesses. So it's not easy to say there should just be a wake of businesses crashing in the distance and new ones emerging. People are still wanting to see their businesses survive because it's not that easy to adapt to a new environment. But we're also seeing areas where they don't need to collapse. You know, one of the issues that's facing a lot of our businesses in New Zealand is the fact that they can't get the skilled workforce that they need. You know, you look at the fact that we needed RSE workers for our horticultural sector. We've seen a lot of businesses who rely on students who haven't been able to do those 20-hour per week shifts, who are our international students coming over here. Those are a lot of essential jobs that we need that not only provide incomes for those people, work in a very flow-on effect for the whole business and communities and other businesses that might get supplies from them. Taking out a business doesn't just take out a business. It can take out a whole range of services that that business may provide to others. There is a flow-on effect. And so I don't want to see unnecessary restrictions from the government, a burden of cost that's placed onto a business because it will have a negative effect, not only for those businesses, but for all of us.
Well, how can ACT expect everything to operate as normal as it has previously when nothing's normal, when there's still uncertainty and by having restrictions, there's a little bit more certainty around how it's going to look like regardless of some changes in levels of COVID or anything along those lines when it comes to changes of how we operate on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I think we need to be very clear that we want to see a better COVID response from the government, because we haven't seen a good vaccine rollout. We haven't seen a very good plan about how we move forward. We haven't seen better uptake in technology. It's been taking an extremely long time. It took months every time we wanted to see a technological advance that could be used for our communities to keep us safer with COVID. It is so slow to go through the government and have these adopted. We need to be leading the world on this by looking to other countries where it has actually worked well, where they haven't needed a whole range of lockdowns. And I don't think we can stress enough how bad the uncertainty is for those business owners, knowing, will I take on another staff member? Can I afford that if we go into another lockdown? There is a huge amount of hesitancy and uncertainty because of the government's response that keeps us from moving forward.
That was Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.